with COVID hospitalizations going up with the Delta variant. We just had the governor on talking about this. Simplifying the COVID puzzle. Amazon bestseller, Dr. Andrew Myers. Tell us about it.
Well, Simplifying the COVID Puzzle is a book that is meant to help readers understand how they can support their immune system to provide a foundational defense against COVID and any other virus that we may face coming forward in the future. My co-author, Dr. Grace McCumsey, and I completed a research study at the University Hospital in Cleveland, Ohio, looking at deficiencies of two key nutrients, vitamin D3 and vitamin K2, in COVID patients. And what we found was that both of those nutrients, when deficient and independently deficient, you can be deficient in one or the other or both, and the results are very similar. Patients who are deficient in vitamin D3 and vitamin K2 have an increased risk of infection to COVID-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, and if they're deficient, they have much more severe outcomes. And in our study, that included, being hooked up to a respirator all the way to death. So what we're trying to share the message of, quite simply, is that independent of where you are on the vaccine continuum, which is a very personal and an appropriate consideration that needs to be undertaken with, for each individual with their medical care, we still have missed an opportunity to focus on the defensive network called our own immune system that just requires nutrition in order to be an optimal way to boost our ability to defend against COVID and other viruses.
Dr. Andrew Myers, Corey, I wish we had an orchestra that could just amplify, and I just sighed a sigh of relief and thanks. I've been trying, and I'm so glad, Corey, you found Dr. Myers in his book, Simplifying the COVID Puzzle. I have asked countless guests, Doctor, over the last weeks and months, the question and the point of your book. Why is it I've never heard Dr. Fauci? Why is it I've never heard any of these CDC officials, on a side note, say that the vaccines are not a cure, they're a tool. One of the smartest things you can do is build your immune system. A good immune system is one of the best defenses against anything, even if you're battling any illness. And these are some of the ways you can boost your immune system. They don't talk about the comorbidities, the body mass index. They don't talk about some of the underlying, and they don't talk about vitamin D. And I've heard this from doctors. So why is this such a hidden message? And thank you, Dr. Myers, for your book. Why aren't more medical people, healthcare policy people, talking about simple things like the vitamin D or vitamin K2 that can help you?
I think it's based on the fact that it's part of their training. Nutrition has always been seen by industrial medicine, conventional medicine, as somewhat of a lesser scientific approach to helping people to support their health. And the sad thing is that the research into nutrition and COVID specifically, whether we're talking about vitamin D, vitamin K2, magnesium, zinc, vitamin C, is all very powerful and all quite potent. And all of it is scientifically based and research proven to the point where you would think that progressive individuals within the medical community would be speaking out and saying a couple of things. Number one, if you are sufficient in your nutrition and your immune system is robust, guess what? You are going to have a better response to the vaccination.
Yeah.
So even within the context of a vaccine forward message, having a healthy immune system means that when you get the vaccine, your immune system is able to generate a much more potent response to the vaccine, and therefore providing greater coverage and greater protection. This is a very simple message. It's logical and clear, and you are right. We have missed a huge opportunity not to deliver this message broadly.
You have a profound thanks from this host, Dr. Andrew Myers. The book, check it out on Amazon, Simplifying the COVID Puzzle. Doctor, 2 days ago, I go to a chiropractor, I just believe in that over the years, some wear and tear, keep things moving. And Dr. Mark Arsenal, tremendous chiropractor over in the Hampton area. And his staff is so tuned into nutrition and an immune system, and I just was low on vitamin D. And he reminded me, and so for $20 or less a bottle, 5,000 milligrams a day, he said, we are just hearing and seeing. I think vitamin D, what I've researched and read, and I'm going to tell him about your book, and maybe they can get some and put them on the counter there, Kim and Melissa. But he said, Jack, I think vitamin D is an important component that everyone should have in their system, because we're finding cases of people that don't do well with COVID are low in vitamin D. And I'm like, I just did that 2 days ago. I've been doing it for a year along with elderberry. These are simple supplements. And I also think, Dr. Myers, I'm not a conspiracy theorist by nature, but I read what Pfizer's quarterly earnings were, and I'm a pro-market person, what they were just this last quarter. Their income and shareholder return off the vaccination program for Pfizer and Moderna, and good for them. They developed, they took the risk, they got to market, but it was up like 95%. Big money behind these vaccinations, and they're a tool, and I'm not anti-pro anything, okay? I think people should get vaccinated, especially if they feel it's going to help them lower their degree of becoming acutely sick. We just heard the governor on the show say that. But why we can't talk about things like vitamin D or elderberry or other ways to boost your immune system and diet is beyond me, because it's one of the best things we should do for any virus, any illness, period.
Well, and we get into the politics and economics of medicine when we bridge that topic. And again, I'm not a politician. I'm not political. I'm a scientist and a physician. I completed research that told me definitively that vitamin D and vitamin K2 work together to balance, boost, and support immune function, help to reduce the inflammatory response known as the cytokine storm in COVID, mm-hmm. and can help to prevent the effects of long COVID in patients who were deficient in D3 and K2. That's what my research told me. So we, Grace McCumsey, we decided to write a book, tell that story so that the public could understand that there are physicians and researchers out there that want to make a difference. And again, I'm with you. I don't have a position on whether it is appropriate for people to have vaccines mandated to them. If you think the vaccine is going to help you, I believe you should take it.
Right.
I believe that the vaccine is part of the continuum of healthcare. But you can't forget the basic foundations of what makes our body tick. And what makes our body tick is a healthy and strong immune system.
Right.
You don't have one, then yeah. You're not going to fare well in any circumstance against COVID, cold or flu season, you name it. And these are recommendations that can be applied to every American who can simply walk into a Walgreens, a CVS, a Walmart, and buy these nutrients at very reasonable prices.
And if you put it together with a walk a day, if you can move, and if you're not, you know, if you're and trying to, you know, watch the waistline, because I've seen comorbidities. Dr. Andrew Myers, by the way, private practice since 1993, and the book, Simplifying the COVID Puzzle. Real quick anecdote for you, doctor. You've probably heard everything, but this summer, we were up at the Mount Washington Hotel at Bretton Woods, beautiful place, and witnessing a wedding of one of our members of the military, a fighter pilot. And one of the folks there was a doctor whose son was in the wedding party, and his son is an epidemiologist at a college, university in Massachusetts. And we somehow got talking about this because things were opening up, and it was great to see everyone out and about again with all the protocols. And I just said, you know, something along these lines of what he thought about all this. And he said, my son just finished a study of like 800 cases in Massachusetts of COVID-19 patients. So he was just studying the facts like you were. And he noticed that the body mass index was a key contributor of people who did not do well. And if you improved your body mass index, in other words, if you got lighter or thinner and lost some extra weight, you did better if you got sick. Do you know what the dean of his school told him, according to his father, who's also a physician? That he couldn't really zoom that out and publish it to the world because it was body shaming.
Well, that's
isn't that sad? Isn't that sad?
That's terrible. It's terrible because it's just information.
Yeah.
This is where again we have political choices driving the dissemination of scientific information, and when that occurs, then what is being done is a disservice to the general public who, if phrased properly, just as you have said, that there are risk factors that we have now identified, and being overweight or over fat is one of them, well, then people have the ability to decide.
I know.
Am I offended by that, or is that something that I that can motivate me to get out and exercise and lose some weight? You know, these are just, we are just not dealing with the facts in the way that they should.
We have to,
this is part of the problem.
We have to run, but one listener wanted me to just ask you quickly, great interview. Please ask him sources of K2, not familiar with that one.
Well, okay, K2 doesn't come much from our dietary intake. Eggs have a little bit. A Japanese food called natto is the highest source. It tastes terrible. I can validate that fact. No one's going to want to eat it. The best way to get your K2 is simply through supplementation, starting at 100 micrograms per day. Broadly available in health food stores, drug stores, and even mass market retailers.
Doctor, thank you, and to your colleague and colleagues for this. The book, please, check it out. Dr. Andrew Myers, love to get you back again soon. The simple message is boost your immune system. Vitamin D and K2, good ways to do it. Simplifying the COVID Puzzle, bestseller on Amazon. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.